I sensed the moment. And I said, you know what? The same God that knows all that about you. And I shared with her about this whole thing. She says to me, last night I asked the cosmos today to give me a sign. Here I am, two blocks away, this close to blowing it all off and going back to my hotel. And all of a sudden I'm feeling something in the pit of my stomach and I'm saying, I got to go back. You think of sometimes how much destiny can sometimes hang in a balance by one simple act of obedience of a child of God, just to say yes to God when convenience says you got a way out. She had been, I bet the devil wanted to answer that. I just have always felt like the devil wanted to answer that, but God came and all of a sudden the devil's in the way and God goes, excuse me, I think I'm gonna answer this one. Takes Sean Smith, drops him off right there. Woo! She said that she was in some sort of old historical denomination school, had a bad experience with religion. She did move in with an Eastern guru. He sexually, emotionally abused her, got thrust into New Age. When she was a child, this was number three now, she always wanted to paint, not like paint houses, but paint art. And she never felt she could pay the bills, so she kept going with tarot card reading, and she's sitting there just in a heap. And I said, you know what? The same Jesus that revealed all that to you, he wants all of your life. Would you allow me to pray with you that you would surrender and give your life to Jesus Christ? She said, yes. She, come on. We are in a New Age bookstore. She's got a line of, look like middle class ladies ready with their brand new Coach purses and Guess jeans to drop off whatever she was charging. She puts them all on hold. We grab hands. By the way, I didn't tell you this. When I first stepped to the table, she started to give me a reading. She flipped out a devil card. Now, I don't know a lot about tarot cards, but devil cards in a tarot deck are like jokers. There's only a couple of them. What's the odds that the first card she'd pull on a brother is a devil card? Touch somebody. Say, ain't that like the devil? Come on, just touch somebody. Ain't that like the devil? We pray. She gives her life to Jesus Christ. She denounces and renounces the occult. True. She says to me, there's a church around the corner called True Vine Christian Fellowship. Do you think that's a good church? I said, that sounds like a good church to me. She says, I'm gonna go to that church. She stands up, announces to the folks she's done, closes shop, walks over to the cash register to get her last check. That's our God. That's our God. Come on, y'all be seated. Y'all be seated. Come on. Ooh, I'm getting fired up too. Y'all can't get me this fired up too early. I'm trying to be subdued until I kind of like. I didn't notice, but the pastor's wife has slipped into the tarot card. She had the other worker behind the counter. Girl, you just need to give your life to the Lord. Let me tell you about Jesus, you know. So she's doing that. I'm walking out like, I'm picturing myself, did this just happen? You ever have them kind of experiences where it's like too good to be true? You ever step in a situation where you don't really think you're going to get a win, you're just going to be obedient? And maybe that's bad on my part. I should have had more faith. I did not anticipate that I was going to lead the tarot card reader lady to the Lord.